This is not the end. Though I find myself at the cutting board, so attentive to the carrots I'm slicing, it looks like I'm betting my life on it. And who knows? Maybe I am. Maybe when I take to the sled on the first run on the golf course slope, I'm fusing my body to gravity, committing its lumpy topography to memory. And maybe when I hold my wife's hand, I'm telling her in no uncertain terms that I am the happiest I could ever hope to be. And even right now, looking out into the gray morning, my eyes travel to a house with purple siding and a yellow school bus and a blue trampoline in someone's backyard. And if these are the last things I see before the lights go out, I will consider it a win. But then I hear the dishwasher running and see the rise and fall of my chest. And there is more to say. And whatever I thought was over is, in fact, only just beginning.